The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. And a crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel reading raises some very interesting conversation about the relationship Jesus has to his mother, his brothers, and sisters. We've spoken in the past about the adelphoi, the Greek word used here for brothers and sisters, and how it has a very broad application. So I don't want to dwell on that again because we've spoken about that before. What's interesting about this is, it appears, by the way, in all three synoptic gospels, almost exactly the same in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means in the early churches, followers of Jesus, there was an important teaching in this. The second thing noticed about it is that there's no mention of Joseph. Now, that will come up a number of times in the public life of Christ, where Mary appears but Joseph is absent, which leads scholars to believe that Joseph was deceased by that time, which also would support the very early belief that Joseph was an older man when he was espoused to Mary, and therefore the brothers and sisters were his children from an earlier marriage. And his wife had died, then he was espoused to Mary. And therefore, they all grew up in Nazareth as brothers and sisters. It somewhat is an effort to explain the perpetual virginity of Mary. The second conclusion from it is that if Joseph was deceased, then Joseph, we hold up Joseph as the patron of a happy death. Because when he died, he would have had Jesus and Mary with him. And this mural over here, done by Judy Serbaroli, a person that I knew way back, is the image of Joseph dying. Now you've heard maybe, if you look at this, just take a look at it sometime carefully. And this goes back to the 60s here at Holy Family. And you'll notice that Jesus and Mary are around Joseph, who is in a bed here. He's dead. But when Judy finished this, the pastor here at the time came and said, "How do I know he's dead? Maybe he's just sick. Maybe he's got the flu." So I said, "I want to see his soul going up to heaven. So take a careful look at this, and you'll see that little mist on the upper part of it with an image, little face. That's his soul going up to heaven. That's the Irish contribution to art here at Holy Family, which is modest." However, insofar as this appears in all three synoptic gospels, there's a teaching here. And the evangelist doesn't really want to speak about the family of Jesus. He wants to speak about the new family of Jesus. And therefore, the emphasis of the evangelist is not to discard the mother and the brothers, but to emphasize the fact that those who keep the word of God, these are my brothers, my sisters, and my mother. It's not meant to be a commentary on his natural family, but a commentary on his new family. And if you read it that way, it doesn't say he didn't come out, by the way. It says, you know, these are my brothers, sisters, because he's not interested in that. The evangelist was interested in emphasizing the fact that those who keep the word of God, become family to Jesus. I was thinking about that this morning. I was out walking here, saying my rosary, and today being Tuesday, it's the Sorrowful Mysteries. And I was thinking to myself, I am the family of Jesus Christ. He is the one who suffered for me. When you go through the Sorrowful Mysteries, you find Jesus actually suffered for us to show us that we're family. The agony in the garden, crowning with thorns, the scourging at the pillar, carrying of the cross, the crucifixion of Jesus, all powerful statements of the infinite love of God revealed to us in Jesus Christ, the infinite love of God which calls us family. It's amazing. You almost have to reflect on that prayerfully to get the full impact of God revealing to us in Jesus Christ, becoming present to us, that we're actually the family of Jesus Christ. And for us, he will suffer. For us, he will sacrifice. For us, he will forgive. He will hold his family together. So those who keep the word of God, listen to Jesus Christ, belong to the family of Jesus. It's an amazing reality when you think about it, you reflect on it, pray over it, and it's very powerful. So you're going to walk through this day conscious of the fact that you're a chosen, blessed person. You belong to the family, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. We're still keeping a prayer for all those who were impacted by the fires. I think some of the people on our side of town feel a bit neglected by the great powers, since the other side of the town is getting a little more attention, but we belong to one another here and there. So our prayers for them. Amen.